think of this day. It was a day that most devotees never thought would happen. Although now looking back, we can see that obviously everyone leaves this world. We always thought that Srila Prabhupada would somehow be with us into the future that we couldn't calculate. Of course, Prabhupada himself told us that his body was no longer suitable for staying in this world. But still, you see, we had seen so many years of Srila Prabhupada going through health crises and coming out the other side in an extraordinary way. I remember once in 74, 75, Srila Prabhupada was very sick in Calcutta. And he said the reason why he was very sick was that the leaders were not following properly. So, we saw very grave illnesses, and we saw Srila Prabhupada come out of it as if they never happened, as far as we could see. So, when 1977 came, I remember I saw Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur in Mumbai in March and April of 77. I never thought that six or seven months later, Srila Prabhupada would be no longer present to our ordinary vision. I remember him speaking at a big pandal across my town in Mumbai. Many thousands of persons there. And the theme of the pandal was, this modern civilization is a failure. And Srila Prabhupada spoke very powerfully, although later I could understand, after his departure, 6 or 7 months later, I could understand he was very ill then. But still, he spoke very powerfully and to the point. Some leaders at that time, they realized that Srila Prabhupada was truly about to depart. But the so-called rank and file devotees, we didn't think we could entertain that thought because, once again, as I said, Srila Prabhupada had been through major illnesses even before he, even right at the beginning of his, the start of his mission. When he was at Second Avenue, he collapsed in the arms of one of the devotees. That was in 66 or 67. And then afterwards he said that Krishna had given him more time to fulfill his mission. But he said, ordinarily he should have left the world at that time, in 66 or 67. So we have seen this happen again and again. And we have seen the Hare Krishna movement accomplish so many miracles. Deadly demons, demoniac forces. At that time, especially in the USA, trying to shut everything down. There were amazing victories. So, it was just natural that devotees would feel Another miracle is just around the corner. Why would you think that your father would actually disappear? Especially when just a short time before he disappeared, he actually responded to the devotee's request that he stay and not go. And he kind of yawned and said, "All right." What's been referred to as the most extraordinary life and death decision. And it's no problem just yawning about it. Complete attachment. And indeed, he didn't stay for a few months after that. Upon Srila Prabhupada's departure, the Hare Krishna movement was very young. The leaders were very young. Most of them were in their late 20s, early 30s. To push on such a movement required vast amounts of spiritual as well as material experience. Well, they call it material experience. Actually, it's experience in devotional service. That can be better to put it that way. How to deal with others, how to counsel others, how to guide others. This requires several decades of spiritual experience in order to perform properly. But we were also young then. All we knew was Srila Prabhupada, his desires, his words, his instructions. So suddenly, in November 1977, everything swerved, and the Hare Krishna movement was on our shoulders. Many devotees have said that it is natural, after Srila Prabhupada's departure, for some years, maybe 5 or 10 years, devotees were acting in bizarre ways just out of separation from Prabhupada. This great separation was deep in the core of their hearts. And it took quite a long time to actually come to terms with. For example, in contemporary sociological research, more and more it is said through studies and surveys that children who come from divorced homes, they are significantly affected by their parents' divorce, even if it was a so-called nice, amicable divorce. That deep down inside there is an effect. And often it's not manifest for years. More and more research is bringing that out. Similarly, there's no doubt that the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada was an extraordinary traumatic event. And it took us at least a decade or more, probably 15 to 20 years to cope with. That's to be expected. I remember once Srila Prabhupada said that physical association with the Guru is for neophytes. Of course, he would readily wear the neophyte badge to have Prabhupada's physical association. But still, he said that the real association is through the Vanya. That's actually more intense. It's taken some time to realize that, but that is indeed the fact. Physical presence comes and goes, but the spiritual presence is there. Eternally, and it becomes sweeter and sweeter, deeper and deeper, and more intense. So Srila Prabhupada did not shortchange us. He gave us the opportunity to deepen our relationship with Him. And certainly, He reciprocates with all His sincere followers. Not only disciples, but also grand disciples. I've heard from so many grand disciples who have dreams of Prabhupada. Extraordinary contribution that one part and parcel of Krishna has done. At a materially impossible age, in a materially impossible place, executing a materially impossible mission because of Srila Prabhupada's determination, attachment for the instructions of the spiritual master. Inconceivable things are possible. And that is the extraordinary lesson that He left for us to take deep into our heart. All glory to Krishna Prabhupada.